Let's play Know the Show. Jason in West Michigan. Hello, Jason.
Good morning, fellas.
Good morning. All right, I'm going to give
you... Rule the mornings for me.
Thank you. We appreciate that. Yes. We're hoping to rule more than the mornings. We'd like to rule your whole day, but mornings are great.
Morning royalty.
That's how we start.
Okay. Jason, I'm going to give you a show member, then ask you a question. You have to tell me what their answer will be, okay?
Sure. Absolutely.
All right. Is Hot Wings in the picture on his phone's lock screen? Yes or no, Jason?
No.
Hot Wings?
No.
What is your
beautiful
picture?
Wooded scene.
Oh, nice.
That is a...
is that a, do you remember where you threw a body in that creek?
Nope. Oh, no. It's way too far for me to take a body for that.
Yeah,
This is on the far western tip of the Upper Peninsula in Michigan in the Porcupine Mountains National Park. State Park. But yeah, it's a very, very beautiful area up there. Yeah. It's like one of my favorite places to just go and get away and just hike and be in nature.
Tommy, did you get Jason's info? He's talking to other people. Jason, did Tommy get your email?
Not at all.
Okay, I'm putting you on hold. There you go. From now on, I'll just ask the listeners. Penny. Hi, Penny.
Good morning.
Good morning. Would you like to play?
Yes, please.
Okay. Who do you want? You can choose Kelly, Steve, or Maitland.
I'll take Kelly.
Has Kelly ever made an Instagram account for someone or something other than her? Let me rephrase that. Has Kelly ever made an Instagram account for her pet?
I'm going to say yes.
I have not done that.
Has it crossed your mind?
Never. It's cringy to me. I'm going to follow my friends who have pet Instagrams and stuff like that, and I'm going to like their posts.
Just put your pets on your feed.
That's what I do. And honestly, like, if you've got a cat with like a mustache or something, cool. You know, like, put that on its own page. But I don't have a cat with a cat stash, and, you know, they're all cute. So I just put them on my page.
Penny? I'm sorry.
Yes.
You did not win.
That's okay.
Thank you. Ben? Hello, Ben.
Good morning.
Good morning. Am I saying that right, Ben?
Yep.
Okay. Two N's or one?
One.
Okay, good. All right. You get Maitland. Is Maitland smiling in her driver's license photo?
Yes.
I am.
That's an easy one, right?
Yeah.
There is no way Maitland's a stone face. If we saw it and you were like all filled with I'd have been like, what happened that day?
Definitely smiling.
Was someone mean to you? Ben, well done. You are a lucky idiot. That one was easy, right?
Yeah.
Rodney. Hi, Rodney.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. Has Steve ever hitchhiked?
Yeah.
Steve?
I tried.
Well, that.
But I was not successful.
I think that counts.
Like, I didn't actually get a ride.
I think that counts.
That doesn't count.
He walked down the road with his thumb out. That's hitchhiking.
No, you've got to get a ride, though.
How about if you go fishing and don't catch a fish? Did you go fishing?
He did not hitchhike.
Answer my question.
Yes, but those are two different things.
No, they're not. They're both doing activities that didn't bear fruit.
He was trying to hitchhike. He did not hitchhike.
He hitchhiked. So you were trying to fish, but you failed.
Right. Then you're not a fisherman until you actually catch a fish.
That's not true.
Yeah.
All right.
No, it is true. It's
Rodney, you win. Hot Wings is stupid. Thank you. Feel free to write in about that.
He taking you on the train.
Yeah, he did. He didn't. He didn't succeed.
He
didn't accomplish it.
So people aren't deer hunters until they kill a deer?
Absolutely.
What are they before that?
Losers Pussies. In the woods. What else do you want me to clarify for you?
Janet's in New Jersey. Hello, Janet.
Hi,
boys
love you,
dress
guys.
Up in camo.
Hi, Janet.
Hi, love you.
Ah, we love you. Janet, you have hot wings.
Oh, boy.
Has Hot Wings ever given something up for Lent?
No.
Hot Wings?
Oh, I've given stuff up for Lent lots of times.
Have you ever made it through?
Catholic.
Have you ever made it through Lent without cheating?
Absolutely.
You have?
Oh, definitely.
Here's my experience with Hot Wings in the 30 years I've known them. Oh, dang it. It's Friday and I'm not supposed to eat meat as he is halfway through a cheeseburger. Weekly.
Oh, yeah. Forgetting not to eat meat is like, that's really regular. But like things I've actually given up, like I even within like the last few years, I had given up for Lent, like fruit sugar snacks, like Twizzlers.
Wait, you still
and
do
gummy
it now?
Bears. Sometimes.
When was the last time you attended a Catholic service?
Christmas.
Okay. Okay. Christmas.
Yeah. I mean, I sometimes go on the holidays. Easter.
Was it a
year?
Catholic no. service?
Yeah.
Okay.
You're a Christian.
Oh, yeah. I'm not going to some second-rate church.
Well, I thought you were Episcopalian for a while.
Well, I got married in one because the Catholic Church made it complicated.
Thank you, Janet.
I mean, Episcopalian is basically exactly the same, but they...
Did they make you give up fish in Lent?
They're a little more open-minded.
I've never heard of the Episcopalian fish fry.
No, they can't. Oh, no, the Episcopalians, nobody's going to bother trying to overtake that from the Catholics. Mm-mm. They own that deal.
This is Eric in West Michigan. Hello, Eric.
Hey, how's it going?
It's good. Great. Has Kelly ever left a nasty review for someone online?
Yes, for sure.
Kelly?
I've done it twice.
Twice?
Twice. And both of them have like insane, props or whatever you can give on Yelp.
Like thumbs up or likes
or
whatever.
And one of them is for Starbucks in Indiana that I will always hate on for the rest of my life. And the review is like, you could order from this Starbucks, drive to the next state south of Indiana, so like 8 hours, order a Starbucks there, and drive all the way back to the Starbucks in Indiana and still not have your plain black coffee you ordered. It is the worst Starbucks ever. And then the other one was for an apartment complex I lived in, and I just claimed that there were ghosts in the leasing office because my door had been kicked in, and they didn't replace it for like 6 days. And then they were like, oh, it was your fault. I was like, my place got broken. Into.
Yeah. How's that your fault?
I
didn't have a kick-proof door. You're right.
Yeah.
Eric, well done. Lucky it'd account for you. This is Chris in Birmingham listening online. Hello, Chris.
Good morning.
Has Steve seen someone naked in the last 24 hours?
Yes.
Steve?
No.
No. Mm-mm. I'm sorry, Chris. Yep. I'm sorry for Steve too. This is.
Wait, are we talking live in person or?
Yes.
Yeah, or like on a photo.
Yeah, Steve was a bachelor last night.
Yeah.
His computer is sticky
and still warm.
Yeah.
Brad, hi, Brad.
It's like a glazed donut over there.
What's going on, guys?
Brad, can Maitland name 6 states that begin with the letter M?
She cannot.
Give it a try, mate.
All right. You got, are there even 6 states that start with an M?
Well,
let's find out. Let's find
out. All right. Yes, there are. Okay.
Hot start.
Michigan.
Okay, good.
Minnesota.
Mm-hmm.
Montana.
3.
Maine.
Mm-hmm. That's 3.
That's 4.
I know, I'm messing with you.
You
just need to get 2 more.
Yeah.
Just say the other ones.
I sure can.
Mm-hmm. In 10, 9, 8. 7.
Nope.
6. Milwaukee's a city. 5.
You got it.
4.
You got it.
3. 2. One of them has St. Louis in it.
Missouri.
Yeah. All right.
Mississippi.
Yeah,
Mississippi.
Mississippi.
Massachusetts.
Yeah.
Oh,
wow.
So the answer was no. Brad, did you say yes or no? I forgot.
I said no.
Okay. Good call. You're a lucky idiot.
Good call, well, Brad.
Did I give Maitland the state question on purpose?
Yes.
Not entirely, but I did see it amongst the next 3 and said, well, that's got to be the one. Sounds on purpose to me, doesn't it?
Yep.
Are there any presidents questions in there?
Can Maitland name a president who's not in charge right now? I'm just kidding. That's very insulting. Maitland.
Ouch.
Has Tommy ever run a 5K? Or anything where there was a victory tape that he ran towards?
Are you guys asking me?
Yeah, you did
no.
say.
Yeah,
you
the said, person oh, on the
you
phone.
You said Maitland.
You said Maitland. Has Tommy ever?
Oh, I'm sorry, Frank. Has Tommy ever run a 5K?
Don't let him get you, Frank.
Frank, I'm sorry.
Absolutely.
Tommy, have you run a 5K?
Absolutely. My senior project was to run a half marathon.
Your senior project was to run?
Well,
your teaching staff had low expectations for your brain. Hey, we need a term paper. Why don't you just run?
Yeah, I got to wear wore shorts during my presentation too, and those are the only points I got knocked off on.
Well done. Well done, Frank.
Good job, Tommy.
All right.
Thanks, man.
This is Jessica. Hello, Jessica.
Hi.
Hey.
How are you?
We're good. Jessica, has Kelly ever broken up with someone because of their zodiac sign?
No.
Kelly?
No, but I ain't never dating an Aquarius again.
So, maybe in the future.
So not a breakup, but a no.
Preemptive.
Yeah. You're a lucky idiot.
There's something about those January 20s and 21st. I've got so many exes that were born around that date.
Oh, yeah. Never date someone born on Inauguration Day.
No.
Never. Ugh. That's like that was in the school books when I was a kid.
Yeah, they must have taken it out.
Yeah. This is Christy. Hi, Christy.
Hi. Good morning.
Good morning. Hi. Christy, hello. Can Steve name two of the houses in the Hogwarts School of Witchcraft and Wizardry?
Yes.
Go ahead, Steve. Name two.
Come on, you got it.
Oh, man. Even I think I can do this.
They have lots of weird names, like mm-hmm. Scuzzlebutt. And
mm-hmm. yeah. Fuzzy Wuzzy.
They do.
Wait.
Tinkle Tractors.
School of Muggle. I'm going to assume that big sigh of Maitland.
No, it's definitely not Muggle.
No, not Muggle.
No, I cannot.
That is a oh, man. Term in there.
Christy, I'm sorry.
Okay. What are they?
Gryffindor, Slytherin, Hufflepuff, and Ravenclaw.
Holy smokes.
I knew Hufflepuff. And,
I've heard of Gryffindor.
Because it's so stupid. And Slytherin. What's that? What's the fourth one?
Ravenclaw.
Ravenclaw. That's the one that nobody knows and cares about.
Because,
like, I mean,
sorority.
It really is Gryffindor and Slytherin. Mm-hmm. Like, those are always, yeah, like, the good guys and bad guys. Like, yeah. The other ones, who cares?
All right.
Cares?
We got a few more people on hold. We got a couple open lines. We will continue. Know the show in the next segment.